Good afternoon, Wrangell. You're listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. The time is 1 p.m. and we have our guest, Lucy Robinson, on the line. She works for Wrangell Parks and Rec, and she has organized Wrangell's virtual talent show. So that's what we'll be talking about today. We are not taking calls today. I'm sorry about that. We're just short-staffed. But yeah, let's get to it. So Lucy, are you on the line, Lucy?
I'm on the line. Can you hear me?
Oh, shoot. Can you hear me? Sorry, guys. Okay, Lucy, I am back with you.
Okay. Am I here?
Can you
hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, I love technology.
Yeah, right on. Okay, thank you for figuring that out with me today.
Mm-hmm. Hi. Yeah.
Okay, so let's get right to it. Lucy, tell me why you wanted to have this virtual talent show. How did you even come up with this idea?
Well, I can't take 100% credit for the idea. We've been definitely perusing other Parks and Rec departments within the state and within the country, to be honest, just to ensure that we're doing something for the community. And I know we've had a lot.
Lucy, we've lost you.
Hello?
Hi, you're back.
Okay, this is fun. So I don't know where you lost me, but the long story short is that I didn't create the idea. We were looking at what other programs in the state and in the nation were doing, and we kind of piggybacked onto the idea of virtual programming, just so we could have some fun within our community and stay engaged. And we thought a virtual talent show would be really fun, getting people to, you know, record themselves doing something that might be a little scary initially, but also super fun. And we've gotten some video submissions so far, so it's been great.
Right on, Lucy. Thank you. So we can talk a little bit about the categories and just in general, what are you hoping folks submit? What kinds of things are you looking for?
Well, you know, a lot of times when you think of talent shows, it may be lip syncing or dance acts, musical performances, which of course we are absolutely looking for those things. But some other ideas that we came up with, maybe artwork, painting a picture, reciting poems, magic acts, comedy skit, jokes, anything and everything goes as long as it's safe and appropriate, of course, for community display. But yeah, I mean, even karate and yo-yo and jump roping and skateboarding and hula hoop, we just tossed out a lot of options, making it as versatile as possible, so that all folks could participate, you know, from the youngsters to all the way up to our elders, like whoever wants to participate. It's just it's a really fun way to engage and to show your talent.
Right on. And go ahead and tell me what categories you have and just what are the guidelines for submitting these acts. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we did it really easy, easy peasy. We wanted to just make it as easy as possible and not get too crazy with the categories. So we essentially just created age categories. It's pet, and of course we threw in pets because who doesn't love a talented pet? So we would love to see a dog trick or, and we have yet to see that. So, you know, if you've got a talented animal, please video that animal, send it in. We have child 0 to 10 years of age, youth 11 to 17 and adult 18 and up. So very simple. We just wanted to keep it simple. And the way to submit your submission is through our email address, recreation@wrangell.com. And we've been receiving videos via the email address, and then I take them and post them to the event. And we're hoping to have a variety of videos submitted by the 28th. So May 28th is the cutoff for video submission. So that's in 2 days. And then winners will be announced on the 30th of May. So, you know, we're thinking of doing a kind of a social voting process where whichever video gets the most likes, but we also might just do that in combination with Kate and I might get together and pick as well out of each age category, which one is the best.
Okay. So, sorry. So it sounds like, you know, you're going to take the public's opinion. If it seems like people are really just gravitating towards certain submissions. But for you, Lucy, I mean, as a judge or potential judge, I mean, what's going to really engage you and trip your trigger?
The video submissions that we've received so far definitely grab my heart. Just their musical submissions.
You're sounding a little faint.
Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. I'm a big fan of music, so you know, that's something that gets me in the heart. So the three submissions that we have so far have been musical submissions. So I love them immediately. Also, you know, creating your I guess kind of inventing or creating something that comes from you know, in terms of where I'm coming from and what I would score high would be if you wrote your own, you know, you wrote your own song and kind of created that kind of ups the ante in terms of creativity. But playing a musical instrument and singing is always it's always a catch, you know?
For sure. Yeah. So you're looking for something that's going to engage you, but maybe extra points for originality as well.
Right. Exactly. However, I wouldn't be opposed to like some karaoke style lip syncing and something funny. I'm a big fan of humor also. So, you know, I'd love to see some kids put on a skit or some sort of dance routine. And get cheeky with it. You know, it doesn't have to be serious. It can be really fun. I'm hoping that folks will submit some really fun, hilarious videos as well. So.
Right on. Okay. That sounds great. So before we move any further, I think let's take the time to play some submissions.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've got three. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone you'd like to start with?
Let's start with our gal, Miss Robin. She was actually our first submission, Robin Booker. I am in the group event page right now. And Robin is actually a lifeguard of ours. So she is employed by Wrangell Parks and Rec. And will hopefully be coming back to us when we get to open our doors. And her mom submitted this video, and she's just a special gal. And so let's get hers going.
Cool. Okay. So this is Robin Booker playing the ukulele and singing a Queen song, Love of My Life.
Yes.
Okay. One moment.
Life, you've hurt me, you've taken my heart, and now you leave me.
Okay, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was really great. She certainly does a great job with that. She's totally talented.
Yeah, absolutely. She is. Okay, and then let's go to another one.
We had Annabelle Garcia Rangel submit a video shortly after Robin, and this is an original by her, I do believe. However, I don't have her email, the email pulled up with the song name, and I'm sorry about that. I can get that in a minute.
Okay, yeah, I'm not seeing the song name either, but we'll just go ahead and get to it. This is Annabelle's song, and she is also on the ukulele.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome. So you said that that Robin is somebody that you know. She works at Parks and Rec. How did you hear about Annabelle, and you know, do you know this kid?
I don't know Annabelle. She's got a beautiful voice, and I think it's awesome that she wrote this song. And by the way, the name of the song is Pen. Rosanna Tullrud, sorry if I'm botching that last name, she emailed it my way. And so I'm not familiar with either. I think they heard about it through the grapevine or maybe from Facebook. Okay. And did exactly what the direction said and submitted the video via email. And then I confirmed that that I was going to share it, and just confirmed that we got the submission, and then went ahead and submitted it so that folks could enjoy it.
Right on. Well, very cool, Lucy. That was definitely a good one. And again, original content is much appreciated. But both of these submissions were pretty cool.
I agree. And it's neat that the kids are getting involved. I think at whatever age, you know, wherever you're at, and if you've got a talent, we love it. It always seems extra special that kids get engaged, especially, you know, within that kind of the teenage group. We want those kids to be doing the things.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, and then you've got one more.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Miss Alice Rooney, most folks know her and love her. And Alice is a big part of our community. You know, she's been here for years, and she's performed and put her skills to the test many, many times within our community at events and within the church, as well as, you know, she's just a great human. She's got a good spirit. And Miss Alice is playing the piano. And I think it's so cool. The video shows, you know, the mechanics of the piano, and also shows her depth and of talent. So it's pretty neat to hear it.
Yeah, good point, Lucy. Like, you know, this is a oral and visual component, you know, so she's kind of, I don't know, she made a point to do what she could with the visual as well, as yep, obviously absolutely. Her playing. So that's good, you know, when you're thinking about how am I going to get on Lucy's good side? How am I going to sway her?
I loved it. I loved that they were showing the mechanics of it all. And you don't often get to see that side of a piano. So it was neat that they included that in the video. And I thought that was special.
Right on. Okay, so we're going to play a quick clip of that as well.
2, 1.
Was fun. Okay, so we've given you all some examples, and I always feel like once you see somebody perform, it's gonna either inspire you in a way to say, oh, I can do that, or even you might be thinking, wow, I could do that a lot better, and that is fine as well.
Yeah, or I can do something completely different, and you know, We're certainly looking for a variety. Maybe, you know, in hindsight, I should have called it Rangel's Got Variety. That would have been kind of neat, because that's really what we're looking for, is just some fun. You know, it's been kind of heavy over the last couple of months, and we, being Parks and Rec, understand the need for lighter hearts and some fun. And so that was our main point. Like, let's keep our community engaged in whatever way we can. And that was why we wanted to pump this out. And we're looking forward to, doing as much as possible, as we can. And some of that might include more virtual programming and activities and ideas and events. And so this is just one of those things, and it's fun to engage. And it's all about being silly, getting your talent out there, and having a little bit of fun.
Right on. Thank you so much, Lucy. And before we head out, just go ahead and remind folks of how they can participate, any deadlines that they need to be aware of.
Absolutely. So this is for the Rangel's Got Talent. Everybody loves a talent show. Participating and watching, both things are fun. Whatever age is okay by us. Dancing, singing, telling jokes, anything that you're talented at, whether it's you or your pet, please create a video, 20 minutes max for the video. Submit videos by the 28th of May, and it's okay, you can submit them well into the evening on the 28th. We'll review them over the next couple of days. Submissions will be posted to the event page for voting, so folks should be aware of that the videos will be submitted via Facebook. And winners will be announced on the 30th. We're asking that folks choose a safe act, one that will not cause injury, and then provide the performer's full name. And of course, if there's anything unique or specific, like somebody wrote the music that they're singing, or, you know, whatever the details are, get that our way as well. It's free to submit your video. And the categories are pets, Child 0 to 10, youth 11 to 17, adults 18 and plus. And you can submit those videos to recreation@wrangell.com.
Right on. Lucy, thank you so much for everything you do at Parks and Recreation, and thank you for coming on the show today.
Absolutely, June. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you, and take care.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right. The time is 1:27. We had Lucy not in the studio with us, but remotely to talk about Wrangell's Got Talent. So if you would like to submit a 3-minute or less video to recreation@wrangell.com, folks at Parks and Recreation will look at it, enjoy it, give you a thumbs up, and the community at large will also be able to enjoy it. So thanks for tuning in as always, and we will be back next week with another guest. See you then.